This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Two daughters, took Musa to the house. I've heard quite a few times from people that they stood behind him and they threw stones.
Sorry, what?
They stood behind him. They walked behind him.
Who?
The two women who took Musa to their father. They walked behind him and they threw stones in the direction they wanted him to go so that they don't have to speak. So I want to ask, is this authentic and what's the source?
وهذا القرآن تزيد القرآن ذا فجاءت إحداهما تمشي على استحياء فقالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا and then موسى عليه السلام followed her so she showing the way how can you know what is the way to show either she had to tell but this thing she throwing the stone you know because these people assume that she cannot talk but she talks Quran says she talks no she you know she dumb she cannot talk She can talk. Maybe they're thinking that talking to a man is also aura. People say women's voice is aura. They can't speak. But Quran said she spoke. Quran says she said, Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana. Quran said when she was in front of Musa, she said to her father, you know, oh my father, employ him. Ista'ajirhu inna khaira man ista'ajat al-qawiyul ameen. When Musa's sister came to Pharaoh's palace, she talked to the men. That I know a woman who can, you know, who any child can have. They keep talking. Not the women don't talk to the people. They talk to men. This is a thing that Quran only said when women have to talk to the men, talk in a voice so they don't have illness. But still they have illness, it is their problem. You know, it's not that Quran saying women should not talk because of the men. This is not right. You know, people are necessarily, then think what happens is, you know, they don't want to take knowledge from the Quran. They want to take knowledge from the society. They have come from a culture, they want to take knowledge from their culture, not from the Quran. Quran does not teach any of these things. You know, these people think women are a problem for them. It's not true really. Truth really is your problem, your own mind, your heart. But Allah wants to, you know, give person protection. If you go to outside and you see a woman, you have problems, it is your problem. You should cure your heart. You know, if women cover properly, still you have problem. It is really illness. It is serious illness you have to do. No, I'm so arrogant. I can run. Women have to shut down in a house. I will remain outside because I'm man. They should because you know I feel bad when I see women. Tell me whose problem? Like that, basically you walk when go straight. Now mountain came here. No, I'm not going to move. Mountain has to move because you know I'm man. How can man move? Mountain has to move. You know it is your problem. You have to move. If you see a woman, it's still your problem. Then you move. Why women have to move? You know, people have to understand that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has made enough, you know, thing for them anyway. They have come with jilbab. What else you need? Now, it is your problem. That the prophets have said, when you see a woman, then look over your eye. Quran does not say move the woman away. Quran says when you pass in the street and you see a woman and your desire comes, lower your eye. Quran does not say no, shut down the women inside the house because you have desire. Does Quran say like that? Unnecessarily problem in the society. It never happened really. No prophet taught, no messenger, even the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq used to enter into the tent of the women, talk to them. You can see in the biography very clearly. Only women, there are no men. He entered into their tent and talking to them. If they're talking to the women, it's a problem. He talked not only one or two talks, you know, details you can see. Umar Khattab used to talk to the women. And you know, once he came out from the mosque. And a woman came to him and she said to him, Omar, do you remember the day when you used to, you know, look after, where you were just a shepherd looking after the sheep of Banu Adi and this and that, and now you become imam and you don't care about the people. So one of the companions said to Omar, let me, you know, correct her. She is, you know, Umar Khattab said, do you know who she is? She is the woman when she complained, Allah listened her complaint from above the seven heaven, you know. Allah said, قَسَّمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلُ اللَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا Allah will listen to that woman who is arguing with her husband. You see, she argued with the husband. The Quran does not say, how can you argue with your husband? You know, we will say like that. If a woman argues with the husband, people say, you are a woman, a wife, and wife should shut down, and they should not speak in front of the husband. Quran says she argued with the husband, and Allah listens above the seven heaven. And Quran came in to support her, supporting her, see. You know, people have to understand Allah is not Allah created men and women both. He wants to be fair with everybody. It's not that he is going to all the time favor the men over the women. No, he's fair. He's fair to the men, he's fair to the women, to both of them. If men are wrong, he's going to support the women. If women are wrong, he's going to, you know, basically he just wants to fairness in the world. So this idea is very bad, relevant. People say the women cannot speak, they cannot talk, they cannot walk, just sit inside the house, they cannot come from anywhere except three times. You know, this thing, it is invention, it is really fabrication, it is lie that women only can come out three times. This is a big, big lie.